The Cardigans with Love Fool from 1996 on The Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
He is an iconic Canadian actor, comedian, and television writer, well known for his comedic roles, including one half of the legendary duo Bob and Doug McKenzie. Now, Dave Thomas is going to Ukraine to help the people there in their ongoing quest to resist Vladimir Putin's Russian troops and assault on their nation. This is a very special Canadian story, and it actually began back in 2001. Dave Thomas joins us now to talk about this special mission. Hey, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, Dave, maybe in our opening minute or so here, tell us about how you came to be involved with this project in Ukraine, what your role is, why it's important to you, because this isn't something that you were really expecting to do not so long ago.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm friends with a guy named Andrew Bain, and he and Dan Graney, one of the Simpsons writers, and I formed an animation company back in 2001. And Andy had been a smart MBA grad who went to the Ukraine after the Soviet Union dissolved and bought a couple of businesses, one of which was an animation studio. But in the course of that, for over a decade, I worked with these Ukrainian people, the artists and the people there, got to know them, got to really respect them and love them and their talent. And anyway, Andy and I kind of went in different directions around 2014, 2015. But he stayed in Kyiv. And when the conflict started, I stayed in touch with him. I was worried about him. I said, you got to get out of there. But he didn't want to. And he started this Ukrainian Freedom Fund back then, and has been working gradually to build it up into something big. Andy has a military background. And anyway, about 10 days ago, or maybe a little more than that, he called me and he said, Dave, look, I need your help. And we're trying to get a real media presence in Canada and increase our donor base. And if you came, you might be able to help us do that. Well, I couldn't turn down an old pal, and that's the way it started.
Wow. So how are you feeling about going to Ukraine in the middle of this three-year-long war?
I'll be honest, I'm a little concerned, and I'm 76. I walk with a cane. I'm not exactly, a freedom fighter, or you know what I mean? But I really wanted to, when I told Andy I would do this, I said, okay, look, can you get me a video package so that, like a camera and a sound guy, I want to talk to the people. I want to find out how this war is affecting them. I want to talk to them about, can they still laugh? And apparently, I've done some research on this, laughing is more important than ever now to the Ukrainians. So I'm going to go up to the front lines to Dnipro, and I'm going to go to a comedy club up there and talk to some stand-ups and try to find out, all right, well, they're laughing. Well, what are they laughing at? I want to find that out. I also want, look, these guys are doing great stuff. They're getting medical supplies, and they're training people to do field medical work. They're evacuating elderly people and children from the front lines. They have technical experts and new ones they're training to defuse unexploded ordnance that's laying in the rubble of bombed buildings. And at this stage of my life, what do I got to lose? I should do something.
A comedy club in Ukraine, Jane. I would love to know what's funny in Ukraine. What's a typical Ukrainian joke? Probably a lot about Putin, I think.
Yeah, right. Right.
Dave, lots of celebrities like to get involved in various political issues. You, not so much. But for you, this isn't about politics, is it? It's a lot more than that for you.
Well, I've always been skeptical of that, entertainers getting involved in political causes. But this is a humanitarian cause. I'm not getting into the politics. I'm not going to talk about Trump or Zelensky or Putin or anything. I want to talk to the people. I want to talk to the people who are suffering. This is the biggest war since World War II in Europe. And these people are suffering. And so I think there's a human story here that needs to be told. And that's what I want to do, you know?
And the goal also to raise funds, I would assume, because Andy has asked you to increase awareness, not my Andy, your Andy, has asked you to increase awareness for this organization. What is the ultimate goal? I mean, the fact that we're talking about it right now is raising awareness.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've already raised $6 million, but they got a long way to go because war is expensive. They've got so much that they have to do. And there's going to be a conference there. The UFF.org is having a conference, and there's going to be some visiting generals, a Canadian general, some American generals, and then a lot of other people who whose faces get blurred out in photographs because the Russians are really devious about how they target people, you know? I mean, Andy was telling me that the cars there that I'm going to be in have these aerials and electronic devices to confuse the drones, because drones are attacking cars. Russian drones are attacking cars, and so you need to have electronic protection. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be hairy, but I think that maybe some good will come out of it.
Well, obviously, we want to wish you safe travels. We want to bring attention to the UFF.org for more information and to donate. And Dave Thomas, we've been speaking to the legendary Canadian Dave Thomas. Will you come back on with Andy and me to talk about your experience when it's over?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Great. Well, thanks, guys, for giving this some airtime, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Now, one last check on traffic. Here's Spencer Costin.